Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of A Novel Beginning, where we share the inside look at what it's really like to be an author and in the creative industry. We want to start out by saying, you know, we hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day yesterday. I know our time is a little bit weird this week, but don't worry because next week we will be back to our original Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So today we are going to be talking about those fun moments where you just have to sit and go, nope, it's fine, everything is fine, even though your world is on fire. So I am your host, C.R. Rice, and I have the lovely and always wonderful Danielle M. Morsina with me today. So, Danny, how are you doing on this morning?
Good. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. We got some, my mother-in-law got us some little candies and stuff to kind of munch on throughout the day, and then she also got us, like, giant
bottles of liquor, so. Wonderful.
What about yours?
Uneventful and quiet, just the way I like it. We got to just chill out with the pups and not do anything crazy.
I love those days.
So this morning, everything is fine. Everything is fine. I think that's kind of the motto for things, don't you?
I do. You know, you get into those situations where, I mean, I think everybody does, where you just have to, like, sit there and grin and bear it. I never understood that saying, really. Like, it just didn't quite register until you get put into those situations where you are forced to just sit there and smile through whatever nonsense is going on. So what was your first, as an author, you think everything's going to be super smooth, right? You wrote your book, you edited your book, you've done everything, you're marketing. What was your first, you have to smile through it, everything is fine, it's fine, everything is on fire, but everything is also fine moment?
Oh, God, I've had so many. It's kind of crazy. Thinking about it, probably my first, when I was sitting on the couch, I remember this pretty vividly. My friend Jacob went to Goodreads and saw, I've said this before, when he said, the ending to your book is your synopsis on Goodreads. The PR company put that up. And I remember looking at him, and it was a month before the first edition of Locked Out of Heaven was coming out. And I remember staring at him and him just going, girl, you need to get over here now. And I was like, what? And he read it out loud to me first. And it was the entire climactic ending with all the spoilers and everything. And that was my synopsis. And I could almost hear the circus music in my head and watching the bear on the unicycle juggling going through my brain and knowing this is really bad, but I don't know how to fix it. Because I think it was like 4:30 in the afternoon and thinking nobody's going to pick up the call. What is it? And then I remember telling him log into the account and then seeing it had been posted for weeks. And just the explosions and hearing the alarm and just DEFCON and him just watching my eye twitch and him saying, everything's fine. It's all okay. We'll fix this. And I'm just kind of going, how? And he's like, okay, let's just call them. And then we tried to take it down and we got the notice that we are not the librarian. So we couldn't do anything. And I was like, okay, this is okay. This is fine. Everything, it's cool. Like, we're going to do this. And him just being like, yes. But deep down, you were like, this is bad. This is really bad. And just, like, not knowing, because you're paying these people, and they're supposed to have your back. And, like, no matter what, this is your team. And going, I have made a gigantic mistake. And I don't know how to fix it. And emails and sending emails, calling and leaving messages and, like, calling the rep. And then finally getting the call and then being like, oh, my God. and just being like, oh my God, that's your, like, no, mm-hmm. like, get on it. And then being like, oh, okay, so we do cue cards for when you make an appearance on a show because nobody's going to read the book. So what happened was your cue card went up instead, like the cliff notes of your book. And just being that's not an answer. And I'm like, you realize this has been up. And she was like, oh, and the president of the owner of the company called me and was like, in 20 years, this has never happened. And I was still not an answer. Still not an answer. She's like, I'm like, I don't care. And this went on for months of them being like, we're going to fix this. I'm like, I need my money back. It was just a mess. And it was just that moment of, this still doesn't fix that it's been up. Like, you can't undo this. Because we got to see how many views, all of it. And I'm like, this is still not fixing it. But in my head, I had to say, it's all going to be okay. And Jacob was trying so hard to have this look on his face. Like, it's cool. Girl, it's no problem. But in his eyes, I could see the fire. And it was just all the books on fire. And I'm looking at him. And he was trying, like, God love him. He was trying so hard. But no, I knew at that point, this was bad. And I just had to sit there, like the meme, and drink my tea while everything burned around me. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm recovering just yet from this. And that was my first, oh, this is the author's life. Things like this happen. It's just how it is. And since I had spoken to other people that were like, yeah, I thought this story would shock people. And there were a lot of people that I spoke to that were like, no, that's about right. And I'm like, really? Okay. So that was my first one. What about you?
I think mine would be, it's so hard, the first one. Because, I mean, I've had the ones with editors where you're sitting trying to explain your point, and they come back to you, and they're like, no, that is not how this character would act. And you have to stop because you're trying to be a professional and just smile through it. And I remember mm-hmm. having one where she had told me something that Thane and Callan would do, and I just had to stop and stare at this screen as she explained to me why I was wrong about what my characters would do. And I was like, no, this is fine. This is cool. This is whatever. And then I did snap, believe it or not. I know it's hard to believe. My patience threshold was not very high. But I think the big one for me was when there was an issue in one of the printings of my books right after Denial had come out, and they left off, the printer had forgotten the last few chapters in the book. And I mm-hmm. didn't realize it because I get my copies, you know, like you do as an author. I don't sit there and read them.
Right.
Like, there's no way you would know. And then I think it was my mother-in-law came to me, or somebody had come to me, and they were like, hey, is this the ending of your book? And I was like, I mean, it's a series, so of course it's going to have that what the heck kind of moment at the ending. And so she had pulled it up, and it was like the middle of one of the chapters, and then the last two were gone. And I had no idea how many of these books had gone out. And so I just smiled and was just like, oh, you know, it's going to be worth the money one day. Keep that copy. I'll get you another one. Like, because what are you supposed to do in that situation? You have no control over it. I'm not sitting in my basement making these books. So I wasn't sure what to do. And I remember calling or going to Corey and freaking out and going, you know, what do I do? Do I just tell people what happened? Do I, you know, give a spoiler and put it on? I didn't know what to do. And so I was just sitting there kind of like, it's fine, in front of everybody. Like, you know, it's fine. Everything is great. You know, the industry, what are you going to do? Meanwhile, I'm literally running around in my head screaming, trying to figure out
yep.
how the heck to deal with the situation yes. because people have spent money on these books. And so obviously,
yes.
you know, the realistic thing to say is, I'm so sorry about that. You know, we'll get you a new copy out, you know, whatever. But so I was talking to Corey about it, and he's like, what are you talking about? And so it wasn't every book within the ones that I had gotten. It was like every third book, almost like something had been rushed, or they had run out of paper or something. You know what I mean? So we called the publisher, and they were kind of shocked and didn't know what to do. And we're just like, well, if somebody has a problem, just have them reach out. And I was like, what kind of solution is that? What if people genuinely think this is how the book ends? Do I post something? They're like, no, absolutely don't post anything. And I'm like, okay, so what do we do? And it was a, you know, if they don't say anything, you don't say anything. And I was like, this is the grimiest thing I think I've ever done. Because what the hell am I supposed to do? Like,
nothing.
Yeah. And so that was one of the things where I just kind of smiled and did the same thing. I was just like, oh, okay, so this is what happens, and everybody just pretends it didn't until somebody says something, like on a bigger scale, and it was kind of like, yeah. Like,
yep,
pretty much. And I was like, oh, my God, this is not what I thought this was. This is not what I assumed any of this stuff was, and I felt terrible. And I just had to keep smiling as I'm explaining to the, you know, they were, luckily the two that I found out about were friends of mine, and so they thought it was funny. But you still have to do that smile and just go, okay, everything is okay. Like, this is going to be fine. Nobody's going to freak out, but you know readers. I can't imagine being one that it literally drops you in the middle of a book and you have no idea what's going on, because it was literally mid-sentence, like if you were flipping a page and then the rest of it was empty.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's such a cool way to end a book. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the nicest ending in any of my books. It's almost kind of like wrapped up with maybe a tinge of mystery. And she was like, no, like right in the middle of the sentence. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what are you possibly talking about? And she showed me, and it was like a Sopranos ending where it was like cut to black in the middle of a sentence.
Oh.
I was like, oh, yay, you guys like it. That's wonderful. Somebody shoot me.
Yeah, I did have that, like I said, with the first edition I had it because my first publisher, which I've learned never go into business with a friend like that, I had paid for an editor, and then my friend said, oh, you know, who owned the publishing company, we're going to edit. So I sent it to her, and she had said it had been through two edits. So I was like, okay. She goes, I'm going to read it, then this person's going to read it, whatever. And I was like, cool, great. Sent it off.
Right.
You know, and then she gave it back to me, and I did not read it because I was like, well, you said you read, you know, I trusted. Huge mistake. And that's why I have three editors since then. And I sent it to the typesetter. Typesetter sent it back, and we uploaded it, and everything was great. And then it came out. I did not read it, printed, and then people started DMing me. Do you know on page 13, the is spelled T-E-H? Do you know on this page, this is spelled? And I'm like, what? Say what now? And I started looking. Sure enough, they were right. And I was mortified. Now, there were two explanations for it. One, a friend lied. She did not read it. She gave it to her husband, who then gave it to his secretary to read. And the secretary was like, this ain't my job. I am reading this crap. Okay, kudos to you. I get it. The other thing was I printed during COVID, during the huge printing COVID surge. But what had happened from what we were told was they put it out to different printing mills, and some of them did not have my font.
Of course not.
So some of the mistakes were not totally on us. The font was messed up. So some things didn't translate. We didn't know. Some of the mistakes weren't us. It was actually Ingram. And Ingram came back and was like, look, we're sorry. We're just so backed up. And I'm like, yeah, that's good for you. That's great. But that doesn't help me. And it didn't help me because there were legitimate mistakes. So I couldn't really make this excuse. And my friend's answer was, Stephen King has mistakes in his books. He has run-on sentences. He don't care. And I'm like,
that's not
okay,
how
I
it
do.
Works.
I'm like, but, and she was like, I don't care. So every time I found a mistake and I corrected it, it was $40 for me to relist it. So now if you have 10 mistakes, $400 every mistake that's found. And we were literally finding one at a time instead of just re-editing it and all that, which once again, I learned all this much later. So that was part of my everything's burning. And eventually I just stopped and was like, I don't care anymore. And that's when I came to the conclusion, as Queech showed me, was that the first book is your yearbook picture. You really thought it was cool at the time, and that's that. And that's how I took it. And everything burned around me. I just went in the corner and let it burn. And I was like, okay, the second one, I will redo this book at some point. I didn't know when I would redo it. I didn't plan on signing with somebody new. But I was like, when I do, it'll be perfect. And I'll never make that mistake again. Fast forward.
I don't think anything is ever perfect.
Didn't want to have that, like, I didn't want to have obvious misspellings and things like that. And that's
right.
Why I became crazy about editors. Because I was like, being dyslexic, you can't trust me to catch mistakes. I'm not going to. Also, we've read the book so many times when we're writing it, our mind is going to self-correct. You can't trust me to do it. But those were moments of, this is so bad. And I'm answering DMs from people who are like, can you even write? And I'm like, yeah, I actually can. So I started with the, hey, it's about the story. And I'm like, is that a good answer? It's really about the story and how it delivers and all these other things. And I'm like, is that going to work on any of you right now? How about, you know, that answer? Do I get points? Anything? And so when people still bring me the first edition to sign, I'm like, do you want the second one? I'm like, I'll give it to you for free.
I gotta say, though, I have your first edition. That was the first way that I read your book. It was not that bad. There were definitely some of those. And was the other one. So you had the and. It would be like ADN. And I was like, oh, my dyslexic little friend. Like, but I know you, so I knew that type of thing. But
I can't catch it. I couldn't, you know, I'm not going to catch it. And I was just like, okay, you know, but looking at it now, I'm just like, that's where I was at the time. And I've learned my lesson from it. But still, things were burning around me because I also learned the lesson of I couldn't trust anybody to do their job. And that was what I learned is this is my work. It's my name on it. I don't trust anybody to do what they're supposed to do anymore. So it's like, give it back. My husband reads it now and he goes through it. And it doesn't matter who I pay to edit it. It goes right to Phil. He reads it and he comes back and he's brutal with a red marker. Brutal. And I'm just like he gives it back and it'll go through three and then he comes back. He's like, I found something else. And I'll come back. I'm like, no, that's actually spelt that way. I mean, it's a made up word, but it's, and he's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yes, leave that alone. Next one. And then he'll be like, oh, then it's fine. And it'll be 3 hours of going, like he goes through each page. But yeah, so I've had those moments where I'm just like, oh my God, people must think, you know, I learned to, you know, read and write. I don't know, at the bottom of the ocean. Like, I have no idea. But yeah, have many moments of just, it's all burning around me. I don't know what to do.
I mean, I haven't had, you know, thankfully I haven't had, I understand, you're never going to catch everything in editing. There are some glaring things and some, you know, situations where I was told, you know, things were going to be left the way that they are, and it was absolutely not, and chapters were taken out based off of some high and mighty person, not actual high and mighty, but they thought they were somebody bigger than they were. But, I mean, outside of the writing situation, the everything is fine moment I think I had was when we were at Galaxy Columbus, our first one in 2022, and we were walking through, and that guy had pulled me into the booth, and you just kept walking. My little bodyguard just kept walking because we were trying to get through the crowd, and he just, like, had my arm or my wrist and was just standing there talking to me and was just like, oh, my God, I love this. I'm so excited to meet you. I had talked to your publisher and was full on, like, I don't want to say stalker mode, but it was over-enthusiastic, like, fan moment. And it was my first one. And I remember just smiling and nodding and going, oh, thank you so much. That's so great. And meanwhile, like, trying to look over his shoulder and just be like, Danny, like, did you notice I wasn't there yet? Like, you got to come back. You got to help me out of this. I don't know what to do. And that was, it was, I don't want to say it was scary because it was kind of funny because it's totally something that would happen to me. It's something where I get into that situation and instead of like pulling away and being, you know, you got to let me go, whatever. I was just like, it's cool. Danny will come back. Danny will save me. Like, I'll just stand here and entertain this person until, you know, he either lets me go or Danny throat chops him. I don't know what's going to happen.
I came back.
You did. You came back rather quickly, which was really, really nice because I was getting to the point where I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like, ugh, do I, like, try to walk away and let this person follow me and try to find Danny? Or do I just smile and nod this whole time? Because I'd never been in that situation before. I, like, possumed it, I guess, is what you could say. I didn't know what to do, so I just kind of was like, all right, guy, I guess we're talking. Which Corey was happy to find out.
I think what it is those kind of moments you're also a little bit like, oh, people actually read my stuff. That's also
interesting. Yeah, it was a little bit of that, and it was a little bit of shock that somebody had liked it to the point that they picked me out of a crowd because it was a crowded area. It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, and then it was a little bit weird because I'm like, did they hunt me down? How did they find me? Did we just happen to go across? And so I got to that point where I kept nodding my head while I was trying to figure out how the hell I'm going to get out of here. Because what are you supposed to do in that situation?
There's not much to do except
smile and wave, boys.
Smile and wave. I think on that note, I think after GalaxyCon Columbus, we started seeing a lot of everything's going to be fine. We just have to kind of stay the path, like just keep going, stay the course.
Right, because then we took over at that point.
Work out.
Yeah, we took over everything for, you know, we started the pop-up bookshop and we started working with all the authors and it was all on us and it was bouncing between, you know, having somebody else to rely on, not just each other, but somebody else. Then it faded into, okay, we have to somehow control all of these authors, schedule all of this stuff, maintain our panels, work with GalaxyCon, which have been a godsend for us. And go through every step of that along the way, which is a perfect lead-in for our amazing topic next week about how the Wonder Twins were made and how the pop-up bookshop became a thing and how to get a hold of us and what events we're going to be at this year because we have expanded like crazy. It has been 1 year, Danny, not even 1 year of the pop-up bookshop.
Nope.
And we have doubled our events.
Yeah. It'll be a year in Richmond in March. And yes, there are still times where things are happening and it's like, everything's fine. This will all work out as things are
somehow
happening. Even there when, you know, for cocktails and creatives, we're supposed to have a bar and there's never a bar ever. And it's
hashtag
5 minutes before the panel starts and people are like, where's the drinks? And one of us is running around the entire convention center going, where's the bar? That's always a lot of fun. And then there's a problem. And, you know, we have to kind of figure that out. Or we have no guests. You know, the talent was supposed to figure it out. And
yes,
I was like,
we've
got to go get somebody.
Well, before we decided to just take it into our own hands. And that was, I think that was our first one, Richmond last year. GalaxyCon Richmond 2023 was our first official. We had kind of like a no-holds-bar thing. We could do whatever we wanted. Our panels, we had about five panels, I believe, and they were supposed to have the celebrity side on them, and it fell through, and it was, I think, our first crisis moment.
Claremont wanted to do it, but he would not walk up. He started to walk up, and then they figured out that he had to walk through the commissary.
The crowds and
so
everybody.
He started
to,
and then he was like, nope, I'm not doing that. And I don't blame him because he would never have made it to where we were. There's no way that man, without anybody, would have made it through.
I gotta say, though, I would not recognize him.
The geeks would have He couldn't, he never made it through anything. And he walked so super, there was no way he was walking from, you remember where he was, all the way through, up the escalators, and then through all that. And he would have had to have walked dead into the middle of everybody sitting and eating. No. He wouldn't
have. That's right, because Richmond is that insanely huge convention. See, we've been to too many at this point. I get the convention from this community.
Yeah. He wouldn't have made it through. And then he had said he started, and then he saw where the room was. And he was like, no. Mm-mm. Nope. And I was like, yeah, I kind of don't blame you for that, because they weren't letting him use the roundabout to get up, like the back way. And I was
they wouldn't let him in the elevator either. Wasn't that one of them?
Yeah, and I was.
He couldn't.
Yeah, I was just like, I kind of, that's a long way to walk. I get it. But no, he wouldn't have made it through the tables. And I was like, yeah, they would have been stopping for pictures and all. He would never have made it.
Okay, but
so
hear me out. This is what we do. Next time we're in this situation, okay, we just have one of those ridiculous hats that you used to see, like the old 50s, 60s celebrities wear, and the giant sunglasses, and we just walk in through. Nobody will notice him.
I'm all down for that.
Or you do like the Clark Kent. We just throw some eyeglasses on him
and go.
Nobody wears them.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. We'll work it out.
Yeah,
we'll work it out. We'll come up with a plan.
We'll figure it out. But, yeah, we've had a couple situations where we both have had to go, it's fine, it's fine. We've got to improvise. We'll work this out. It's no problem. We'll get through it. And that's kind of what – I think that's part of what being an author is. I mean, you think about it. It happens when you're writing. It happens when you're editing, when you get a cover. There's always a moment of, this is fine. We just have to work it out from here. And you just improvise and make it work. Nothing when you write is ever going to go as smooth or the way you planned. If you think that's what's going to happen as an author, find something else to do, because that's not how it's going to go.
Mm-mm. Which is super fun.
Ever.
But
this
Danny,
is not a job.
Why don't you let everybody know that we're coming back to our normal time next week? This was just for fun
to
keep everybody on their toes.
Of 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you really want all the details, or maybe you have a question that you want answered, you're an aspiring author, maybe you already have books coming out and you have a question, then you can always go to our Instagram at Wonder Twin Events and DM us. Ask the question and we can read it on the show, answer it on the show. Let us know if there's maybe a specific topic you want us to address. Go ahead, DM us. Make sure you follow, and then you will also be up on anything that we're doing, all the events we're going to. Maybe you want to apply to the pop-up bookshop. All our information is right there on our Instagram. You guys want to know? By all means, come in, ask us. And for next week, we'll be discussing exactly how we came to be, how we are the Wonder Twins, how the pop-up bookshop came, and all the events we're going to, what the first event was actually like at Richmond, because it will be our one-year anniversary, March 15th through the 17th. So we'll discuss what the first one was like I said, how we came to be, Wonder Twins Activate, and all that good stuff. But we'll be back at our regular time next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
You want to add to that, Chels?
No. I mean, you nail it. That's why I always tell you, I can't do the wrap-up. I can't do it. You get it all out. You don't miss anything. I can say, like, hello, welcome, everybody, and then you're always the closer. It works out. Wonder Twins.
Well, you know, that's why we're the Wonder Twins. It's, you know, one's got to open, one's got to close. So everybody out there, like I said, if you want to DM us, ask us any questions, or if there's a specific topic you want us to hit, then by all means, hit us up, DM us, or go to one of the posts and comment there. We do check it out.
Ooh.
There's nobody running it. It's all us. We answer everything. We check everything. Or you can always go to the website. All our information is right there on our bio and on our link tree. And you can kind of check it out and hit us up, because we will be discussing other things besides just how we came to be. But we'd like to hear from you guys if there is something you want us to hit up. So check us out there, and we will see everybody next week.
Bye, guys.